Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we're delighted to have on the phone from Los Angeles, California, one of the great, great disc jockeys of our time, Jimmy O'Neill. And it all began in a town called Enid, Oklahoma, the home of the Plainsmen. You were a Plainsman, weren't you, Jimmy?
No, but I was a fan.
Yeah, you just wanted to get radio and impress the girls and get all the cheerleaders.
Well, right? I heard radio was an easy credit when I failed Latin. Somebody said, well, why don't you fill in the semester with radio class? I hear it's an easy class.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of the whole thing.
Certainly was for you. I guess you got the idea pretty quickly that programmers loved what you did and respected you so much, because you were only at WKY for how long?
It was brief. I think it was just about maybe almost a year.
Yeah. And that was about, what, 57?
Yes.
About 57. You graduated from high school, what, in 57 also?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it moved fast, didn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny that you're celebrating both KOMA and WKY, because the combination of those two radio stations really launched my career.
Yeah.
When Todd Storr's company bought KOMA, they called us in at WKY and they said, look, Todd's mode of operation is he'll try to hire one of the competing disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
So one of you is going to get an offer, and I want you to promise me that you won't accept the job. You'll come to me, and I'll make sure that we match it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, one night I was leaving WKY Radio after my show, and the phone rang,
mm-hmm.
and it was the Todd Storrs company offering me a job with KOMA, and I thought, oh, my goodness, it's me.
Wow. Put you guys in a really nice position between the two stations, huh?
That is awesome.
You know, nobody can really, and I don't want to talk anymore before I play a clip of you, and this is, unfortunately, we don't have a clip at WKY, but we do have one of you in Los Angeles, so I'd like to play a little bit of that and give everybody an idea how great you are out there. And you work KRLA, actually, you were there most of the time, were you not? How many stations have you worked at in Los Angeles?
Well, mostly KRLA, and over five decades and four different owners, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, I don't know, I think you told me this one's from the 90s.
Yeah, I think it's about 92. You can check it out. Here it comes, okay?
Jimmy O'Neill.
Good morning. Give it a cold sweat this morning. I thought I was dying. It just turned out to be the humidity. Do you believe this? 100% in Burbank in Ontario.
Standing on a mountain, looking down on a city. High on a mountain of love.
All right, everybody sing along here.
High on a mountain of love. High on a mountain of love.
1110 KRLA.
4 minutes past 6 o'clock, KRLA, summertime. Good morning, Los Angeles. Meanwhile, back in the valley, Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning.
Man, I want those tonsils so bad.
1110 KRLA, your request and dedication station. Jimmy O'Neill, 607 KRLA, summertime. Just whistling while we work, and TGIF. What a party we're going to have this morning. And your request and dedication station. Boy, you guys are picking some good ones this morning. Got one you want to hear? Give me a call right now. KRLA. Hey, I'm 1110 with Jimmy O'Neill. It's 627. We call him the king of rock and roll. But I'll tell you, the man knew what to do with a ballad.
Yours truly, KOMA.
We love you, too, for calling us, man. Thank you so much for being a part of this historic four-hour broadcast of Oklahoma City Radio. We couldn't tell the story without you.
It's an honor, and it's a lot of fun. Ronnie,
talk to me about Shindig. Shindig. Oh, my goodness. What a hit show that was. You started Shindig in what year? 64, 5?
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually made the pilot in 1962, but it took us 2 years to sell it.
Wow. Man, I can't believe it took that long, because that show was ready for prime time immediately.
You know what all the network said was, it's too much for television. You know, I mean, it really was a kind of, I think, a precursor of the MTV videos in terms of the fast camera cuts and the extreme close-ups. And I mean, it was wild. It just moved 100 miles an hour. And we took it to places like William Morris Agency, who packaged television shows. And they all watched it, and they all said, oh, it's great, but it's just too much for television.
Mm-hmm.
I got so sick of that line. But finally, we found a guy who thought it was just right for television.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ABC. Matter of fact, it was the Oh, who hosted the Gong Show? I just forgot his name.
Barris, Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris,
yeah.
The guy who got us on ABC. He was head of daytime television at the time, and he said, you know, I think I can get this on. And God bless him, he did.
Wow. You know something? And then it prompted an immediate response from NBC, didn't it? I mean, or was it CBS
well,
that did the...
Immediate, you know, like 6 months down the road.
Yeah. And they did, what did they do, Hullabaloo?
Well, after we beat CBS's Beverly Hillbillies and, you know, went into the top 10, I guess NBC said, gee, maybe we ought to do something about this television show. So they came up with an imitation called Hullabaloo, which we were real upset about it, not because it was an imitation, but because it was in color.
Wow.
And at that time, ABC TV didn't have a color television studio on the West Coast.
Wow.
So we were kind of like, oh,
pretty
darn
amazing.
It.
You had the Beatles on.
Yes, well, we actually had almost everybody who was anybody in that era, everybody but Elvis, on the show.
But you had to go to England to get the Beatles, I hear.
We contacted the Beatles and told them we'd like to be on the show. We'd like them to be on the show. And they said, well, we can't come to America right now, but if you can come to London, we'll do it.
Uh-huh.
And God bless them, they did it for $350 a Beatle, which was Union scale at the time.
They must have wanted some publicity badly.
Well, they had seen the show. And the producer of Shindig was a guy that I met. He's British. From London, and he had already had 4 or 5 hit shows in London, and he was well known in London. So the Beatles thought, well, if Jack Good's producing it, that's good enough for us. And we all went to London, and we worked 2 weeks with the Beatles. It was the most exciting moment of my rock and roll career, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it.
Okay, a little bit into your personal life, if you don't mind. I know and have heard that you were married to a lady by the name of Sharon Sheely, who wrote the song Poor Little Fool for Ricky Nelson. And also that she, at the time that you guys were dating, she was also dating Eddie Cochran. It's a real complicated kind of love triangle thing there, huh?
Well, I told you that story last week because Eddie was from Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And a little local angle here. And my first wife, Sharon, had just broken up with Eddie. They had been dating. And so through mutual friends, we got set up, and I started dating her, and actually met Eddie, and he was very, I don't even know how to describe him, except that he was a pretty good sport about the fact that I was dating his ex-girlfriend.
Well, I'll tell you what, some memories just won't die, so I'm going to play a Sharon Sheely song. This is it, the Ricky Nelson song. All right, here it is. Remember this one?
I sure do.
There it is. You can go ahead and talk up to the Post if you want to.
I used to play around with hearts, chasing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah. I was a fool. Tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
Los Angeles, I get to sing along here in Oklahoma City, Jimmy. You are. I know we all used to like to do that. The guy said, here, take a nickel and go to voice class, you know. But that was always fun to do, you know, to kind of work in with the music and everything. How's the weather in L.A. today?
It's cloudy and getting ready to rain this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. Well, but
I just want to tell you one thing about that song we just heard, Poor Little Fool. When my wife, Sharon, wrote the song, she lived in Newport Beach, and, of course, the Nelson family lived in Laguna Beach. And so she went up to Ricky's gate of their mansion and just waited for him to come home and kind of, you know, how I guess she was a groupie, really.
And in a nice sort of way.
At his gate, and she said, I'm a songwriter. And he said, really, what have you written? And she had a tape of Poor Little Fool.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's a nice song. And she said, well, I'm glad you like it because Elvis Presley's going to record it, which was just an outright lie. She made that up.
Hey, good line.
And he got all excited that Elvis was going to record it. And he said, well, is it too late to stop him? Can I have it? And the rest is history.
That
she
is
became,
incredible.
At that time, the youngest woman in the history of rock and roll to write a number one song.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I wish people hadn't heard that. I could do it for trivia next week.
Yeah.
Did you, and a lot of people don't know this either about you, but your second wife is the sister to a very famous actor, Troy Donahue, and you have a daughter by your second wife. A son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Troy just died a couple of years ago. It was very sad, but he is my son's uncle. And he, of course, was, I guess, bigger than your big box office stars of the day in his era.
He was very big.
Tom Cruise. He was the number one box office. He made a movie called Summer Place, and the theme from Summer Place was a huge hit on the radio. And I met Troy at a party or something, and then I met his sister, and then I married her.
Yeah. Wow. Did Danny Williams hire you back here in Oklahoma City in 57 when you came to Oklahoma City from Enid? Because Danny, I'm assuming, was on the air and on radio by that time here, although
Danny
I was not
my
here.
My first hero. And when you see him, I want you to give him my very fondest regards.
He looks great.
They hired me, I was 17, to do the all-night show at WKY. So Danny came to work at the end of my show at 6 in the morning, and I would just sit there and hang out, watching this amazing man. He had an incredible sense of humor, brilliant enthusiasm, and I want to be just like him. He was my hero.
He was incredible. I heard him go on one morning, and he introduced and came on with his big intro and everything, and it didn't work exactly like he wanted it to. He stopped the record. He started again. I'm going to do this all over again. he was just so loose, and people love that so much about him, you know.
Yeah.
You have a God-given talent when it comes to being on radio. Everybody down here says, oh, Jimmy O'Neill, just, you know, at the top of the heap and always has been. And you just took L.A. by storm. And obviously, for a guy to have worked in L.A. radio for this many years, you've got to have a lot on the ball, and you've got to have good ratings, too, have you not?
Yes, I've been fortunate. You know, it was all about timing. I was only 19 years old when I came to Los Angeles. I'd already had success in Oklahoma City when I was 17, and then in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania when I was 18. And rock and roll was just taking off.
Yeah.
And it was like I rode the crest of the rock and roll wave. And I was just lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, more than luck, you're very talented. You know, we all stayed back here and did sock hops, and you ended up with the biggest sock hop in the world, Shindig.
I was fortunate too. I'm very grateful. I had an exciting youth, and I really owe it all to my beginnings in Oklahoma. KGWA in Enid, and a man called Alan Page, who gave me my first job.
Yep.
And then the program director of WKY, a man who's dead now, Bill Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny, who, you know, I kind of molded myself after Danny.
Wow.
I just idolized the guy.
He will be so pleased to hear that. And I got a feeling that right now, while we're talking, that there are people back there in your hometown in Enid that are listening intently and saying, my goodness, I haven't heard that guy since 1957. And it is so incredible to know that Jimmy O'Neill is on the radio back in Oklahoma today.
Well, thank you very much, Ronnie. You're very kind.
You have made
this wonderful to have this moment of nostalgia with you.
It is. You have been very special. I was a very special guest, and I want you to know we appreciate you calling. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who put the U in fun? Yours truly, KOMA. On the go, go, go.
roses can be the highlight of your garden, but insects and disease will stop at nothing to destroy your pride and joy. Introducing Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care, the easiest, most complete way to grow beautiful roses and flowers. Only Bayer's 3-in-1 systemic formula fertilizes while protecting from insects and disease for up to 6 weeks in one easy step without messy spraying. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. There are bugs that attack your lawn from above ground, and there are those that attack it from below. Now, neither stands a chance. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results.
Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, built in America, tailor-made for your town.
The weather in this part of Oklahoma can turn nasty.
We count on our Toyotas.
And count on your Toyota dealer for a great offer on a full line. Like $1,000 cash back on Tundra double cab, plus $1,000 package savings on Toyota Sports Series double cabs means a total savings of $2,000.
When's the last time you saw a Toyota on the side of the highway?
When it comes to quality, nothing beats the best-selling car line in America and five pack-leading SUVs. Get $1,000 cash back on Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America. $1,000 cash back on Corolla, the world's best-selling car. And $1,000 back on Highlander, the SUV that drives like a car. Get to your Oklahoma City Toyota dealer now or visit buyatoyota.com. Get the feeling. Toyota. Cash back to GMS and GST and $1,000 package savings on TSS double cab. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
You ever wonder how all those online box shops stay in business?
What do you mean, box shops?
You know, all those white boxes I see when I'm shopping on the computer.
You have a dial-up connection, don't you?
Yeah, why?
Those aren't boxes. They're photos of products.
Really?
Yeah, it's just that with your dial-up, they take forever to download. You should switch to SBC Yahoo DSL. Photos download, boom, like that.
Well, boom is nice.
Yeah, it makes shopping easy. I pay like $29.95 a month.
Are you sure those aren't just white boxes they're
selling?
Yes,
I'm sure. They're photos.
You ever wonder how all those online Photoshops stay in business?
Get connected with SBC Yahoo DSL. Just $29.95 a month when you call or sign up online. Visit sbc.com/sbcyahoo or call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO. SBC, going beyond the call.
Separate monthly FUSF cost recovery fee also applies for residential online orders. 1-year term or early termination fee not available everywhere. Transport by SBC Internet Services, content by Yahoo. Taxes optional, installation, shipping, and handling extra. See sbc.com/sbcyahoo for terms and details.
Headline: Bob Howard, Lake and Mercury of Edmonds' first ever spring savings event. Deadline: It all ends April 30th. It's a fact. Oklahoma's newest Lincoln Mercury dealer, Bob Howard, Lincoln Mercury of Edmond, has a spring savings event you can't afford to miss. Two blocks east of Western on Memorial is the place. That's where you'll find every new Lincoln and Mercury, all discounted by thousands of dollars. Right now, save $10,000 on new Lincoln Navigator, $9,500 on new Lincoln Town Car, $7,000 on Lincoln LS. Bob Howard Lincoln Mercury of Edmond has huge spring savings on Mercuries, too. Like $7,000 off new Grand Marquis. Hurry, this spring savings event ends April 30th. It's straight ahead at Oklahoma's newest Lincoln Mercury dealer. Bob Howard Lincoln Mercury of Edmond, two blocks east of Western on Memorial. Be sure to look for our ad in this weekend's Oklahoman. All rebates applied. Log on to BobHowardAuto.com. Online all the time.
It's a three-day special at AutoZone. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, get a free pair of nitrile gloves with any 5 quarts of oil and any STP filter in stock. Limit one pair.
It's a flashback to the 60s and 70s. The DJs, the music, the station that we all grew up with. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend with your host, Ronnie K.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. The man is here. Get on it now. Get
on
with
come him. On.
It's our music.
Yeah.
Talk to me, man.
How's my people?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're working with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get down with a good fit.
Last night, we had a good time, didn't we?
We did have a good time. Actually, we all got together over there at the Oklahoma County line, and nobody told that because we didn't want to. Actually, it was just kind of a closed little get-together of all the guys from the early 60s, and you certainly were there. As a matter of fact, does it bother you to be called a pioneer? Because in
Not
radio,
really. Not
you,
really.
You really are. You probably played. Thank you. You probably played top 40 before anybody in this market.
Yeah, a little 250-watt station called KOCY, who owned about 50% of the audience back then, was the first top 40 radio station in Oklahoma City. Then WKY came in. But let's go back to that party last night.
Yeah.
Because, boy, I tell you what, that was wonderful. Ronnie, and I want to congratulate you for doing such a tremendous job of putting a party together and doing this thing today. This is the most enjoyable thing I've ever heard. And I don't know whether it's enjoyable to the average listener out there, but I know, being that I'm in radio, I've really enjoyed it. I hope the listeners out there enjoy it. I hope you can make me a CD of this.
Absolutely. We're going to make you one available. And I'll tell you again, it would not have been the program that we needed it to be without you in here. And, you know, you're the first one I called, and I said, you got to be here because, you know, and you and I have kept in touch all through the years. There's
right.
been kind of a golden thread running through our careers because, obviously, we both do the mobile music, and we're in a little bit of a competition that, as a matter of fact, I've often thought if you
not really you've gotten me jobs and I've gotten you jobs.
That's right. But if you weren't around, I'd be a rich man today. But as it is, I'm having my dishwasher repaired and I can't afford it. Who is the most important person that you have ever talked to in show business, would you think?
Movie star, recording artist?
Yeah,
probably when I was about 15 or 16 years old, I met John Wayne, and other than that, probably Elvis Presley.
Well, it took you a heck of a long time to come up with that one. I mean, that's an
But I met John Wayne also, and I got a picture with John Wayne.
There is nobody more important than Elvis Presley
oh,
when you
man.
Come to the... How did you do it, and what happened?
I got to tell you the story. It's You can't believe it. Of course, I was a gung-ho teenager just starting in radio, and Elvis just went into the service. He was stationed over in Germany. And I said, I'm going to go get an interview with him. I called him. I found out where he was over there, and I made a call over there, and I said, can I speak to Elvis Presley? And they said, no. And I hung up, of course, and they hung up actually first. And I got to thinking. I said, there's got to be a way I can get Elvis on the telephone. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. About an hour later, I called back over there, and I said, can I speak with Elvis Presley? This is Steve Scholes, president of RCA Victor Records.
I love
they
it.
Said, Mr. Scholes, just a moment. And Elvis
it.
Comes to the phone.
You're
I said,
kidding.
No.
Wow.
He said, I said, this is Dale Weeb. I'm just a little disc jockey here in Oklahoma City, and I'd just love to get an interview with you. I said, do you mind? He said, I hope you don't mind me doing this and saying I'm Steve Scholes. He said, no, son. He said, I'd be happy
wow.
to talk to you.
Wow.
And I wish I had that interview to this day.
You never kept the interview.
No,
you know how valuable that thing was.
You know, I knew he was big then, but I didn't know he would go on to become even bigger.
Pick the best year for music in Top 40 Radio. You love the music. We were talking about it. I was talking to Dean Johnson about you before you came out here, and I said, you know, a lot of us play this and get into radio because we love being on radio and don't pay much attention to the music, but you've always loved the music. You've always been into it
yeah.
a lot because of the music. What's the best year of Top 40
you
Radio?
You know, Ronnie, that's going? A hard thing to say. Because I think music, there's good and bad in all kinds of music. And I think to be a true music lover, you've got to like all kinds of music. I think music progressively has gotten worse through the years. But it's hard to say. You know, I like certain artists. I think Elvis was great. I love Jackie Wilson. Of course, I liked Bobby V. Bobby V is a very good friend of mine who I found a couple of songs for.
Well, tell that story, because this particular song, you not only found the song, but you went in and helped produce the song.
Yeah,
you?
I did. A group out of Texas brought a song to me when I was at KOMA, and they said, listen to this song, see what you think of it, what you can do for it. And it was called Come Back When You Grow Up, Girl. And so I was going out to L.A. that summer, and a good friend of mine by the name of Bob Scaff, who was president of Liberty Records, I took it to his office, and I said, Bob, I want you to listen to this. And he listened to it, and I said, I think it's great. And he said, I do too. He said, who do you think ought to record it? He said, what do you think about Bobby V? I said, man, that would be great. He said, you want to go in the studio and produce it with him? And I said, sure. So we went in the studio, and it happened to sell like over 2 million copies.
Wow.
It became the
yeah.
biggest song that Bobby V ever had.
And here it is.
Here it is, ladies
Come
and gentlemen.
Back when you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up.
I think we better let Bobby do it.
You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Come on back. Bobby Baleen is his real name.
You went too far away, baby.
Fargo, North Dakota is where he's from.
You've been gone for 40 years now. Hey, is this fun or what?
Hey, Ronnie, you did a great job, man.
Man,
again,
I
congratulate you.
Well, you know, this is, I don't want this to turn into some kind of mutual admiration society, but you are. I got to tell you, and you went to where? Classen High School?
Right.
And when you got into, you were in high school, you were in radio, and already a star before you got out of high school.
Yeah, I was doing a little 15-minute, can you believe I did a 15-minute radio show on a station called KLPR. And I played maybe a couple of songs and did high school news from the various high schools, and it was called Teen Canteen.
Wow.
And that was the first radio show I ever did.
Wow.
But I also want to give a lot of credit to a man who worked on the networks with ABC, CBS, and I used to go up there at night in high school and trained with him at KOCY. His name was Carlton Beck. God rest his soul. He's dead now. And he taught me a lot about radio and announcing.
Wow. Mention some of those other names now that you bring that up. And there were people that we couldn't get here, that we wanted to get back to the Fan Jam. We called a lot of them. Paul Miller.
Paul Miller's a great talent.
He was a great talent. Murphy. Perry Murphy?
Perry Murphy.
Did you work with him?
I didn't work with Perry Murphy.
He was a morning guy and so funny and a great morning jock.
J. Michael Wilson was a great talent.
Don McGregor, you knew?
Don McGregor. He was program director after Dean Johnson left. And then after Don McGregor left, I became program director of KOMA. Yep. And it was, I guess, the first time that WKY had ever been beaten. We beat WKY half the day when I was program director. And Lee Allen Smith sent a tape of me to Paul Drew, who was program director of an RKO station in Detroit called CKLW, and that's how I got my job at CKLW. And from there, I went to Boston.
Wow. John David.
John David.
You know what this guy's doing today?
He's great, great friend of mine.
National Association of Broadcasters.
Vice president.
Who would have been here today had there not been an NAB meeting out in Arizona, or Las Vegas, I should
Mike
say.
Mike Mitchell. Who went by the name of Harold Shumway, who I stay in contact with, owns a couple of radio stations, doing very well, lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, let's do trivia.
All right.
You're always ready. This is a trivia king here, ladies and gentlemen. First song to become number one that was written by the artist that recorded it. You know who that would be?
First song what now?
That became number one in the rock era that was written by the artist that recorded it.
First song to become number one.
Yeah, you weren't listening to my show yesterday because I did this.
I can't listen to you every day.
Buddy hey, Knox, Party Dog. Buddy Knox, Party Dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you got so many.
You know
of
where he's from? That's a trivia question.
Okay, well, no, I don't.
He's from Happy, Texas.
First song to use a fuzz guitar. Now you'll get this one.
Marty Robbins.
Hey, way to go. All right. Very good. This is great. Well, okay. It's just so good to have you back. What do you think, looking back on those days of radio, what do you think we did right in the 60s, and what were we doing wrong? Was there anything we did wrong?
I don't think we did anything wrong. I think radio has become too slick today. I think they've taken the entertainment out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, we did some crazy things at WKY, KOMA,
yeah.
particularly WKY.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we were in rodeos. We played mm-hmm. girls in basketball. I broke my hand playing basketball against girls. I got hurt in a rodeo.
We got out there and we did a lot of stuff with the public.
Yeah,
yeah.
And radio stations don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of great contests via the telephone that they don't do anymore. We did Maximilian the Mechanical Money Monster.
Oh,
we
yeah.
did Dimes for Rhymes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Oh, you yeah. could be walking on money.
We do contests like Keep on Truckin', and we'd have people put signs in their front of their lawn that says, I'm trucking with Coma. And then, you know, we'd drive the truck around. If you had that, we'd give you $100. And then when it was all over with, we gave the truck away.
You know, I got to tell you, Ronnie, I worked in two major markets. And I got to tell you, WKY and KOMA, but WKY was probably one of the greatest radio stations that I've ever worked for in the United States of America.
And can you imagine
me? And, you know, they had, and probably some of the highest ratings in any station.
Imagine me at 1961 from Lawton, Oklahoma, walking in on the talent that was in this market at the time, like you and Johnny Dark and Howard Clark and Chuck Dunaway and Jerry Kunkel and Terry McGrew and the king himself, Danny Williams. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome.
You know, Danny is a great talent. I was telling Danny last night, I said, man, I learned a lot from you.
Everybody says it.
And he said, you know something? I learned a lot from you, too.
That's nice.
You know?
But, you know, we talk about those promotions where we all got out there and got involved and did a lot of stuff, and mm-hmm. you say, why don't we do that anymore?
Right.
I think I know the answer.
What is it?
We're too old.
No, that has nothing to do with it. You're doing what you're doing now. You're not too old to do what you're
doing.
Could
you play DJ basketball and hang from the goal like we did?
What was it, Don Wallace that got thrown in the pen with some cows or something? That's it. When we played basketball.
And destruction derbies out at the fairgrounds or at Taft Stadium. We'd drive cars and actually wreck the cars. They'd give us cars to wreck.
The Frisbee thing we had across from...
Frisbee fly-in.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, the Frisbee fly-in.
Yeah.
You remember the little contest. These were just silly little things that people could get involved in, like the station with appeal. That was our slogan. Remember what they did? You had everybody take an orange or an apple and peel as long a peel as you could peel off of an apple without it breaking, and the person with the longest peel from a station with appeal.
Right.
You know.
Remember the great scavenger hunts we had.
Oh, those were great. They tore up the town.
Though. Remember the new cars we gave away in
absolutely.
KY Car Garage.
You know what? I remember, and I told this story at the Association of Broadcasters induction, that the day that we started that contest, do you remember what we did? We put an article in the paper, a whole page, printed all the makes and all the models, and it was 1967 of all the cars and all the colors.
Right.
And then you were supposed to get on the air, and we had an imaginary garage door opening, and I think it was somebody like you came on with that big voice and said, in the KY Car Garage, this hour is, and they'd announce a car. Now, the chances, Lee Allen Smith had it figured out that the chances are 1 in 15,000.
Right.
And on my first contest, on my first day...
You gave away a car.
Lee Allen walked across the window, and he happened to hear me doing the contest, and he looked in at me like this. He was looking in, and the person on the phone, it was a little lady, I'll never forget her. She said, I believe in the KY Car Garage this hour is a black 1967 Lincoln Continental. And I hit the button on the rotating cart, and the cart came up, and the guy said, in the KY Car Garage this hour is a black 1967 Lincoln Continental.
What'd you do?
Well, I didn't do anything then, but the other night at OAB, I told Lee Allen, I said, you know what? My mother is still driving that car today.
Yours truly, KOMA. potential.
One patient.
I'm just another specimen for you to study.
One question. How close can you get to murder without breaking any rules?
I can't accept what you've done.
All I want is to end this nightmare.
You are not a victim.
I don't need you to define me.
A secret to be told, a twist you can't forget, and an ending that will leave you breathless. This is the drama that will have people talking. From the director of the hit film Star-Crossed comes a chilling tale of human behavior. Venom, a Brett Bauer film. World premiere, Wednesday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at the Oklahoma City Art Museum. For tickets, visit VenomTheMovie.com.
World premiere sponsored by 92.5 Coma FM. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets.
Frankie, I took your advice. I went down to the Mile of Cars in Norman and bought a great new car. Frankie, you are the man.
Tell me something I don't know, Jimmy.
Did you know they have over 10,000 cars and trucks to choose from?
Of course I do.
What about the fact that they are all within 1 mile of each other from Robinson to Maine? No two dealers the same.
I'm the one who told you that.
How about that all of those guys wanted my business? You know, they're all independent, not part of some big corporation somewhere.
Well, that's why I sent you over there. When guys compete, you're guaranteed the best deal.
Did you know that some of these guys have discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP and there are still incentives like 0% interest?
Actually, I did not know that.
Huh? What was that, Frankie? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I did not know that. But I do know this. It sounds like it's time for me to head to the Mile of Cars in Norman.
Oh, yeah, you said it all right.
I know I said it.
The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services helps people with disabilities go to work, and that benefits everybody. Employers like Tom Spanier, who hire motivated, capable, hardworking employees. Employers who get dedicated, loyal workers. And the benefit of special tax incentives. DRS works. Find out how we can work for you. Call 800-845-8476.
Low prices, follow me to follow.
Hello, anybody listening? Good! Chad Stevens for Fowler Honda. Well, it's that time of year to buy a new vehicle. And Fowler Honda has the state's largest selection of certified Hondas. And every single one of them comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. We have rows of Accords. Are you looking for an Accord? Fowler Honda has a pre-owned certified starting at $79.88. And we have rows of Civics, Pilots, Odysseys.
Follow me to Honda.
Not only are we the state's largest supplier of pre-owned certified Hondas, we have Lexus, Acura, Toyota, half-ton trucks. Pure and simple, if you're in the market for a used vehicle, Fowler Honda is your place. Fowler Honda on the Mile of Cars in Norman, or you can always shop us online at FowlerHonda.com. Come on.
Join KOMA at the newly remodeled Office Max in Norman, I-35 and Noble Parkway on Sunday from noon until 2. Come celebrate the new look, more selection, and great savings. Office Max in Norman.
Reliving the heyday of Top 40 Radio with the music, the jingles, and the personalities that made it all so memorable. It's a Coma Fan Jam Weekend.
Right on.
And here's your host, Ronnie K.
I'm back. Give me some more of that stuff there. Wait a minute. Tell you, saw the largest record collection I've ever seen in my life when Dale Weaver was nice enough to invite me in his home one time. I met his father, I met his mother. They were wonderful people. Your mom is wonderful.
She may be listening right now.
I hope so.
She's about 84 years old and great still lady. Goes as much as I do. And I love you, Mom. And I want to say one other thing. I think we owed a lot to Lee Allen Smith, who was a great leader, very good in the community, and. Thank you for having me on, Ronnie. God bless you.
You know something, I got to tell you. We said this last night. That, you know, they talk about great radio stations, and they talk about Coma, and they talk about WKY, but when you get down to talking about the radio station, it's simply a microphone, headphones, a bundle of wires, an antenna, and a transmitter. It really is not what makes the station great. It's the people that make it great. People like you. So thank you,
Ronnie.
For coming.
Thank you so
take
much. Take time to smell the flowers.
Truly K-O-M-A.
Another one of the great legends, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Phil Robbins. Say hello, Phil.
Hello there.
I see you made it down a very windy
I-35. What a great person to follow, Dale Weaver.
Incredible.
I feel like I should
do a record hop or something right now.
Did you work with him in the 60s, or did he was he there and gone before you got there?
Oh, no, I was nine and new, and and Dale was, I think, 3 to 7 or something like that at the time.
Yeah, well, you hadn't exactly had a shabby career yourself. I mean, you worked at the premier radio station in the country, KOMA, in the early 60s, right when everybody wanted to know about it, and everybody was just getting into this brand-new thing called Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been exciting down there in Moore, with 50,000 watts of power screaming at you every hour.
Absolutely. Gosh. We had to practice that, too. That was a part of our audition.
Was it really?
50,000 watts of power coming at you every hour.
Well, screaming and doing that, but, you know, Todd Storrs really created that part of radio too, the fun and the gimmicks and the little voices and the horns and the bells and the whistles between songs too, mm-hmm. didn't he?
What was between the music that counted?
Yeah. Wow. Man, what was it like on the telephones? I can't even imagine what it was like on the telephone at KOMA when you're working for a station like that. And did you, by the way, ever get one of those calls that we all hear and people allude to about KOMA from Guam or, you know, somewhere in some godforsaken place that you hardly ever hear of? Did you ever get one of those?
I ended up on the all-night show for a very, very short period of time.
Oh, my.
And we split it up between me and another guy, a part-timer from the weekends. And I got a call the first night from the operators in Brownsville, Texas, long-distance telephone operators, and said, "Where would you like your call to be placed tonight?" And evidently, the all-night, and this had been going on for 5 years or something, and through all kinds of disc jockeys, but they would call people all over the world, and evidently free. I don't think Southwest Bell or whatever it was called in those days knew anything about it.
Well, you know, some jocks like to answer the phone. Other jocks just don't like to answer the phone and never answer. How important did you feel that was to your radio
show?
Telephones?
Yeah, telephones. Was pretty good.
It was pretty good, you know, and they're a vital part because if you put the people and involve the audience, I think they love it even more.
You're leading up to something here.
Well, I just wanted to know if you did a request show ever. Because that's a hoot. That's a different thing,
too. Well, we used to do Nabit and Claybit, talk to the listeners and the winners.
You are not the jock, though. And let's get this straight now. I thought you looked like him a little bit because we were out at the fair that same year selling Alpine hats for 75 cents a piece. And we went away with $75 each. And you guys were laying in a snake pit over beside us.
That was before I was there.
Let's talk about some of the great jocks you worked with, though, that we couldn't get here or have passed away, and some of the people that you remember during that time.
Any well, there was J. Michael Wilson was on at night. Charlie Tuna was there. Paul Miller was there in the mornings for a while.
Did you ever work with Carl Mann or his brother Buster Bodine?
No, but I remember the name from somewhere.
Wow, Don McGregor.
Yes.
We mentioned those great names.
Mm-hmm. Don?
Were you ever involved in any weird contest or promotions that the station had? The guys involved, you had to do so many strange things. But you had a hula hoop contest once on the lawn at WKY when that was big, remember?
The most fun contest that we ever had was the woolly monger contest.
What?
How do you wash a woolly monger? Well, this Peter, Paul, and Mary came out with Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, oh, perfect.
And we led right into how do you wash a woolly monger? And it was an imaginary character, and we had listeners send in postcards or call us on the air or whatever it was. And that was a great contest, and we had so much fun making the promos, announcements.
Yeah. Phil Robbins has got kind of a nice ring to it. Now, did you pick that name, or did the program director pick it, or did your mama pick it?
My mother picked that.
So that's your real name, huh?
The real thing.
It's a good radio name. What's your favorite? Have you ever heard any names that you thought, boy, that is a name I would have liked to have had if I'd been in radio? I was thinking about names I'd heard on the West Coast, like Roger Christian. I always thought that was the neatest name.
I think Ronnie Kay is a great name.
Are you kidding? I keep being called Danny Kay. All my whole career, everybody comes up and says, oh, you're Danny Kay. No.
No, I'm Danny Kay. Kid. I mean, that would be good.
Did you guys have a guy, and I believe he did, I think he worked for Storrs down in WQAM in Miami, and he had the neatest name. His name was Rick Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Shaw.
WQAM.
But he should have been a Chinese guy, but we got a guy here that works part-time, and he's in here. We're just so blessed to have this guy because he's worked at all the major markets, including Los Angeles with KHJ back in the Robert W. Morgan and Charlie Tuna days. And he was at a party we did last night. His name is Scotty Brink. Don't you like that name? It just cuts really nice. Wow. The hula hoop contest, we talked about that. And did you guys ever do a contest? I think all the stations did this at one time. Once we got the mobile phones, we followed cars. We called ourselves the Shadow. And we got those license tags. Pull over within 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and the shadow will give you...
Never did that at KOMA because the portable phones and that type of thing weren't all that big at that time. But 10, 15 years later, I did that at another radio station.
You know something, that, Phil, that amazes me most when I think back about it? When you hear those old tapes and you realize what we were giving away as prizes, it would be at WKY, which since their frequency was 930, it would be $9.30. I mean, and if you won $9.30 back then, you would go nuts, you know. It was a lot of bucks, you know.
You asked about contests?
Yes.
One of the neatest contests that KOMA ran about 1966 was a suntan contest.
Wow.
And young ladies were invited to put KOMs and A's on their back.
Yeah.
And then they would take them off, and of course they would be out in the sun with the, you know, the tape on there.
It's kind of the forerunner of the tattoo.
Yeah, and I understand that they couldn't find the A on one of the young ladies.
You
it kind of went all the way down her back.
You
and
must have had so much fun with that.
Disappeared.
Okay, here we go. Your favorite little chance to disc jockey one more time. How long has it been?
Over 30 years, I think, since I've been on live radio. I'm scared to death.
The last time you talked up to a vocal, and you like this song, I happen to know, so I'm going to play it. You ready? Go.
Okay. Just like KOMA, what goes round and round comes round. And just like a red rubber ball, the circle goes round and round on KOMA.
Good golly, he's great.
I should have known he's bidding
thank you.
Me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned.
Of the music, the voices, and the DJs that made the 60s and 70s so much fun. It's the KOMA Fan Jam Weekend.
Right on.
Once again,
Thank you.
From the KOMA studios, here's Ronnie K.
I appreciate it. I feel like a traffic cop in here. Next!
You look like a traffic cop.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Nashville Cat. It's Bobby Mitchell. Let's hear it!
Hi, yeah. Everybody.
Your fan club wanted to come out, but we discouraged
them. All one of
that.
Them, yeah.
You know, a lot of wheezing in that fan club now, you know? Boy, you were so great. You know, the last memory I had of you, you're not dead, of course. I'm sounding like I'm introducing somebody that's passed on, and I apologize, but it was you were always in that mobile studio.
The mobile studio was a good way for us to get out and meet people, and
yeah.
That's what we loved it for,
yeah.
And it was fun.
But if they liked you too much and they came out there and met you, it was dangerous.
It was dangerous.
And if they didn't like you enough, it was dangerous.
Egg on the windows, yeah.
And so, did you get that too?
Oh, occasionally,
oh, God,
yes.
Thanks for telling that story first because I was too embarrassed to tell it. I was down on May Avenue and a guy drives by and I see and I look up and this egg is running down the glass. The torture that we endured, huh?
I tell you, we had to be out there in front of everybody.
You have had, since you left here, you have lived probably three lifetimes.
I guess you could say that.
You were always a writer and an incredible writer. As a matter of fact, I happen to know that you've written several hits, written several country songs that people have recorded and have loved. And then you married Colleen Shepherd.
That's correct. She's my lovely wife.
Wow, that's an honor. I know she's a great recording artist, a great star, and she is here with you.
Actually, she was here before I got here. She had this planned a long time ago. She's playing at Nick's tonight.
Is that incredible?
On top of the Founders Tower.
Wow, I had no idea. So you did a few teen helps yourself. You would do, you're in that teen help a little bit. Did you ever, you did a few?
Oh, I did more than a few. I went to some outrageous places.
I'll bet like?
Oh.
Can you think of it? My hop town was Watonga.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, we bordered all those off and you had your own town. It was like the mafia. You know, you didn't mess with my town, I didn't mess with your town.
Yeah, nobody goes to Kingfisher but Brother Bob.
At the National Guard Army.
Yeah.
Talk about acoustics.
That place echoed, it's still echoing.
Your voice is still in the Kingfisher National Guard Army. Remember some of those bands back then? It's tough, I know.
It's really tough, but it was Jim Edgar and the Roadrunners.
Oh, yeah. Squatty and the Bodies. They're both going to be there tonight.
That's amazing.
So you recorded some here in this city, too, before you left here, didn't you?
Yes, made a couple of records here and made some commercial jingles for different advertising things.
Oh, you look great. You haven't changed a bit. You've been taking good care. Nashville must really agree with you. And I see in the news that they had a huge snow over there when you left, huh? A lot of snow in that area?
Actually, it did snow the day before I left.
Yeah. Listen to this. You want to see what a great jock this guy is? Listen.
Bobby Mitchell.
Wow, here it is. Jackson 5 and I Want You Back. Number 31 on the list of the top 93 for 1970. One of four records the Jackson 5 has on this list. Number one was I'll Be There. Number three was ABC. And this is number 31. Jackson 5 sort of really shook things up in 1970 with four big records on the top 93 of 1970. That one is called I Want You Back, number 31. Number 39 was The Love You Saved. Number 3 was ABC. And the number one record of 1970 was I'll Be There, all by the Jackson 5. 10:13 from WKY, 1970 in review time with Bobby Mitchell sitting in for Dale Weber.
Dale Weber, 92.5, Coma FM. Yours truly, K-O-M-A, Oklahoma City.
Wow, that must have been so much fun, man. You're sitting in for Dale Weber.
How did that happen?
Anytime you come back, you can sit in for me right here. I mean, Social Security has kicked in.
I'd love to.
I'm not as worried about my job anymore, you know.
We can think back on how it was. But it's better the way it is.
Can I thank you for something personally?
Yes, you can.
When I called you, and we call a lot of people, you know, and we call people like Kevin Matheny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, I'll email you and give you my answer. And a week later, he emailed Fred. And I said, Fred, have you heard? He said, no, but he'll get back. And then he emailed me a week later and said, I'll get back again. And he got back. But it just took, but you said, the day I called you, said, I've got a flight booked in 10 minutes. I'll have a flight. You did that, didn't you?
I did it. I said, I wouldn't miss this for anything. I couldn't believe to hear your voice on the radio.
And by the way, Kevin is coming up, and this guy.
I know.
Amazing. He's next. One of the greatest. As a matter of fact, he has been called one of the great geniuses of programming.
He is. His father was, too.
Is this incredible that we got these kind of people in this city? And they all came from here and went on to do incredible things like yourself. And we just want to, again, congratulate you for all the success you have. And it may sound really weird for one guy to say this to another, but I love you.
I love you too, Ronnie.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
Prizes, follow me to father.
Triple.
Triple. Triple rebate. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it? Chad Stevens at Fowler Toyota, that's what you get when you shop at Fowler. Triple rebate. That's right. You want a Highlander? How about a 4Runner? Triple the rebate. That's some serious cash coming at you from Fowler Toyota. My job in life is to make you happy. So I'm going to triple the rebate on Highlanders and 4Runners. Come on.
Follow me to Toyota.
So while you're in your car right now or at home and you're listening to me, get your tail down here to Fowler Toyota. This program lasts one more month. Triple rebate. Triple rebate on new Toyotas at one place and only one place. That's Fowler Toyota right here on the Mile of Cars in Norman. Or you can always shop us online at FowlerToyota.com.
Hi, this is Linda. May I help you?
Like many mothers today, Linda is returning to work soon after the birth of her baby. Linda chose to breastfeed her baby, but she wasn't sure she could continue when she went back to work. She talked to the lactation consultant at her health clinic, who explained that with a little bit of planning, Linda could do both breastfeed and work. That was just the news she needed to hear, because Linda knows mom's milk is best. If you would like to learn more about the benefits of breastfeeding, call your county health department.
A message from the Oklahoma State Department of Health.
Attention truck and SUV buyers. If you're in Oklahoma, you need to shop Oklahoma's largest truck and SUV store, Ferguson, on the Mile of Cars in Norman. Right, Tom Johnson?
That's right, John. Folks, we're having our store-wide April inventory reduction sale. Last month here at Ferguson, we outsold our nearest competitor by nearly 50% and outsold all other Pontiac Big GMC stores in Oklahoma. We beat our competition because at Ferguson, you'll find the largest selection and make the best deal. Remember, Ferguson is a truck store because we've got over 500 new and used Envoys, Yukons, Yukon XLs, Sierra half-tons, crew cabs, plus the all-new Duramax diesels with Allison transmissions.
You're right, Tom. Ferguson is the truck store. Ferguson also has the best selection of GM-certified used cars in the state. Remember, we are professional grade at Ferguson, Pontiac, Buick GMC on the Mile of Cars in Norman. There's just not a better place to buy. Don't miss the Customer Appreciation Sale all month at Ferguson on the Mile of Cars.
Decorative rock and stone for all your landscape needs. Add a walkway, a patio, tree rings. You imagine it, they can do it. Two locations, 305 Tinker Diagonal in Oklahoma City and 501 South Broadway in Edmond. 341-8900.
This is KOMA, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where you'll hear me, Dale Weaver, from 3 till 7 weekdays.
20 KOMA.
Let's just know it!
Reliving the heyday of Top 40 Radio. With the music, the jingles, and the personalities that made it all so memorable. It's a Coma Fan Jam Weekend.
You're riding high.
Yes, baby.
Yours truly, K-O-M-A.
Gentlemen, back in the studio. Wait a minute, we're patiently awaiting Kevin Matheny's limo. Has it, Bobby, did you see it out there anywhere? I don't know.
I think it was red.
Yeah, he always liked that color, didn't he?
He did.
I got a story to tell him about John Wayne that he won't believe. He won't believe this story about John Wayne. But just again, thank you. And I want to ask you, because you played so much music, and I knew you were a music guy. You were into music. You loved it. So pick one that you think is special.
Well, I was in Dallas yesterday, and I saw a sign that said, President George Bush Parkway, and it ended in midair, so I thought maybe The Last Time by the Rolling Stones would be good. This is it.
Hey, how about this? The guy's still got a sense of humor, too. Bobby love Mitchell, you. Thank you, love you.